sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi everybody, this is Lori Handlers and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, and some of you are watching Sex and Happiness, and this is a show about sex and happiness, and I'm excited today. I have a wonderful guest. She is somebody that I get to co-lead with sometimes, and hopefully more of the time, and you may remember that I interviewed her partner not too long ago, Ohad Ezrahi. And that was an amazing interview, and we all led together a couple months ago. And so today I want to tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Dawn Sherry, and Dawn is a performer. She's a Watsu'er. She's a teacher of sacred love focused on enlivening humans to live loving, powerful relationships. She uses movement ritual and theater, and she's passionate about healing women and the shame with their sexuality. She helps them to uncover their inner sacred jewel. So, Dawn, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Hi, Lori. Thank you.
Hi. I'm so glad to have you on the show. At last, we've had so many, like, trying to get together, but here we are. Yeah. So, Dawn, you know, you're an amazing facilitator. You really are. I know that you started in theater, and you're a performer, and I don't know whether it was like a performer on Broadway or a performer in movies or what, but tell us a little bit about your background and how you transitioned into health and well-being and sexuality and spirituality, any way that you can segue, so someone listening who maybe has one career could change their career if they wanted to, or find out about you and say, oh, anything's possible.
Anything is possible. I was doing life theater full on in New York City for, a good bunch of years, doing commercials, but really always doing more meaningful theater. I had two theater companies. One was a group called Body Temple, which was more of a ritual theater company.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Holistic nightclub, allowing people to go through a transformational experience. And another was Mad Woman of the Woods. And we did twists on more classical theater. So I had always wanted to do something that touched people. So I was always doing my traditional stuff, but then doing my more radical transformational pieces.
That's so great. You know, it's true, because when I met you, I didn't know anything about that, about you. Yeah. So I just met you in the workshop space, in the in the retreat and intensive space. And then as I find out more about you and I see how your talents interweave with how you structure workshops, it's a beautiful thing to watch and to be part of.
Thank you.
And you touched my life. I transformed while we were co-teaching our ISTA workshop. Yeah, it's amazing. So thank you. Thanks for bringing all that. I want to say, you know, you reminded me of something. I want to go back to the 60s or the 70s and say the first thing that I ever saw on stage that came off the stage was this thing called liquid theater.
Love it.
And it was, I think the guy's name was Julian something, and it was in New York.
Of the Living Theater.
What was it?
I think it was Judith Molina and Julian Beck down on, they had a theater company on East 3rd, I think, in the Lower East Side. And they did a lot of happenings and ritual theater. The Living Theater, I think it was.
What I saw was called Liquid Theater. I don't know, but they came off the stage and they came out and they interacted with people and they got in their face. And So that's exciting. It's exciting to know that you did that. And I know that all that stuff, it wakes people up. You know, some people might go to theater and their friends say, oh, go to this. It's really different. And yeah. Then all of a sudden, like, they have this moment in theater where they wake up.
Well, it's really the original Greek theater. I mean, when we didn't have television, when we didn't have all these other sort of forms of casual communication and entertainment, it was thousands and thousands of people would come into the amphitheater, and that was the main gig in town, and people would come, you know, and get their catharsis.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're reviving it and bringing it in. You and Ohad do this other thing called Zeig Forum. Maybe we'll mention that a little bit. We'll talk about that. I'm just about to participate in another one of those soon in Hawaii. They're having a big one. So you always wanted to make a difference, and so your theater companies made a difference with people. And there's one other thing that I mentioned that people might not know in your bio, that people might not know what it is, and that's, I said you were a Watsuer.
Right.
So tell us just a sentence or two about Watsu so people know that you do that. You're like a water baby.
I'm a water baby. I'm all about water. Water, water, water in my charts. And there's this wonderful healing modality of floating people in water, in warm water, so your body can ease into and get stretched and relaxed. And you're held and you're cradled in a practitioner's arms. And it's the closest thing to the amniotic fluids that you can get in the mama's belly. And amazing healing and transformation happens.
Yeah, Watsu is wonderful. Everyone listening, if you've never had Watsu, go get some Watsu somewhere. It's wonderful. I felt like a dolphin when I was, when someone was Watsuing me. I had like nose plugs on.
Right.
And I was going under the water like this.
Water. Yeah.
It was quite an amazing experience. And in some of my workshops, we do the cradle kind. In my most advanced workshop, we do the cradle kind. Mm-hmm. But I love the kind where someone really knew how to like twirl me under the water. That was
magical.
I felt like a mermaid. It was really cool.
You're a mermaid.
It was very cool. Well, so then how did you transition you did some commercial theater, you had your theater companies, mm-hmm. and what made you say, okay, I want to lead workshops?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Well, I was doing a lot of the ritual theater, and at one point I felt like I needed to make the separation and the distinction, and I wanted to have theater be on one side and ritual be on another, so I started going back into my connection to my spirituality and my religion. And so I went really deeply into more of the ritual aspect. So going so far as to do a prayer leadership program, because I really wanted just to do ritual. And so I started to put the theater on the back burner. And then I did that for about 8 years, really. Most of the time that I was in Israel, which we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But I always found it to be a natural transition, leading workshops and theater. Anyway, you're up on stage, you're talking, you're communicating to people and allowing your energy to shift something and to really move the energy. So it felt like it was always something that I wanted to do. And I think we always know. We always know what we're meant to do. You know, when we really sit in that still place, uh-huh. it comes out in dreams or visions or daydreams or fantasies or connecting with someone, and you feel it. And oftentimes it comes out in a shadow way, in an unhealthy way, where it comes out as envy, or it comes out as, oh, who are they so good to do that? You know, why do they do that? Chances are there's some untapped potential in you and some deep yearning that you really want to do that.
True.
So those places.
So true. That's so well put. You know, I also say to people, what is it? I give them this tip. I always say, if you want to know your life's purpose, go back to when you were 4 or 5, and why do kids want to be your friend? And usually kids hung around you because, like, you told the truth, or you were funny, or you cared for people, or they could trust you, they could tell you a secret and you wouldn't tell. Those are usually, back in the roots of that is usually, you were always doing that, whatever it was you were doing.
It's so true.
You were always leading people,
yep.
You know, doing something. And so they were around you because they could be with you in that capacity. It's just that education and all kinds of other things, mm-hmm. the things we were brought up with, you know, like children should be seen and not heard. Some children should have been leading their families,
mm-hmm.
like the Dalai Lama people, you know. Mm-hmm. But our conditioning takes that out of us and we get lost, and that's why you have to wake people up again, and that's what you're doing.
Exactly.
So it's great. So we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about your transition. You moved to Israel for a long time, and now you're back in the States, and you're back more powerful than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad you're back because I get to work with you. So, all right, so we'll be right. Everybody, stay tuned. This is Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and I'm speaking today with Dawn Sherry. And Dawn is recently moved back to the States from Israel. She hailed from the theater in Upper New York State and now is somewhere hovering around Manhattan and leading workshops for ISTA, International School of Temple Arts. So we'll be right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Are you longing for more passion in your life? How about deeper intimacy? Would you happen to be stuck in a rut? I am so excited to tell you about the next ISTA Shamanic Spiritual Sexual Level 1 training, March 8th to the 15th, near Tucson, Arizona. This is an 8-day residential retreat that will be led by myself, Crystal Dawn Morris, and Lance Cole. Thousands of people on 5 continents have benefited from this training over the past 10 years, and I'm thinking you could be the next one to receive the benefits. You'll awaken your ability to live and love authentically.
You'll explore masculine and feminine energy through shamanic ritual, guided visualizations, dance, and breathwork inside of an amazing community. You'll be empowered to know yourself as whole and complete, and your heart will be free. You can go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on workshops to find out more about this amazing week-long retreat, and even better, you can register. You know, March is just around the corner.
Okay, we're back with Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and I'm excited today to be interviewing Dawn Cherie. I didn't know her very well. I met her in San Diego, and then we co-facilitated a workshop in Western Massachusetts in November of 2014, and oh, I fell in love. That's what I can say. I fell in love, and I learned so much. I'll just give you a little hint. Dawn put together something called a red tent in the middle of a workshop we were doing, and I felt too old for that ritual. I felt like I had gone through menopause already, and so what? You know, I was mad. She was just talking about the shadow when we broke. Just before we took that break, and she was saying how the shadow comes out in some strange ways. And so for me, the shadow was, no one told me about how menopause was going to be. My mother didn't prepare me. No one in the culture was talking about it. Christiane Northrup wasn't even around yet, speaking on women's health and everything. And then the next thing that I know, I'm in this workshop and this wonderful woman puts together a red tent, which I'm like in denial about. I go, I don't want to do that. And then I got so much out of it. I don't want to start crying right now on air, but I got a lot out of it. So thank you, Dawn, so much. Like it was for me, even though I don't bleed anymore, it was for me. So, and I could see how it's for every woman.
It's never too late to have a perfect childhood, right? Or a perfect moon time bleeding experience. And yeah.
It's so thank really you. Good. It was so great. So before we get into that and how you got to the red tent stuff, let's talk about Israel. You went to Israel. What happened? How did you get to Israel for like 11 years or something? You were there?
Well, yeah, I was living there for 9 years. Mm-hmm. And I had always thought that I would live there. I felt Israel, Europe, I was pretty sure I would. So it's another one of those things when it comes into your life, you feel like you're kind of walking into where you're supposed to be and you're mm-hmm. into destiny. And it wasn't so far out of left field, but it definitely freaked a lot of my family and friends out. They said, you're just leaving? You can't leave. How do you just get up and move to another country? But actually, it's the soul calling.
Mm-hmm.
So I met Ohad, Ohad Ezrahi, who you had on a little while ago, and who later became is still my partner. And he said, come to the Middle East, and how could I turn that down? And beautiful camels in the Judean desert and by the Dead Sea. And it was just different enough and crazy enough that it tapped into my wild spirit. And I said, perfect. I wanted something different. I wanted a whole spiritual immersion. And when I went to Israel, it's like nothing else. It's such a special, special land. It's like, it's so, you can feel the energy everywhere. And it's true. You open a road and the minute after there's construction because there's an archaeological dig, because everywhere has history. I mean, it's just steeped upon history.
Sure.
So yeah, it was beautiful.
Beautiful. And then you blossomed there into more of what you wanted, the spirituality aspect.
Yeah.
And the co-teaching, all of a sudden you were co-teaching with Ohad, who, for those of you who didn't hear the show, who came from being a rabbi in a Kabbalistic tradition, stopped being a rabbi because he felt like in Kabbalah, they were talking about masculine and feminine only in the ethereal sense, in the spiritual sense, and masculine and feminine weren't like actually really embodied connecting. So he found Tantra.
Mm-hmm.
And you started to teach with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did that emerge, and what did you do? And
well, I had been really studying a lot. I've been studying a lot with David Data and doing a lot of intensives with him and studying quite closely. And I remember when I visited Israel, and Ohad was taking these long rides to Jerusalem several times a week. And so I left him a little tape of David Data in the car. And eventually he listened to it and he said, "This is incredible. This man is teaching Chassidut. He's teaching the wisdom of one of the esoteric wisdoms of Judaism." I said, "Well, I knew he was wonderful. I didn't know him, you know, but oh yes, of course he is. Yeah. And so he made these parallels from his tradition, and I was coming from the, you know, working with the body and working a lot with the masculine feminine as energies and really going into the teachings of Data. And so when we came together, we realized that there was some jewel there. And so we said, okay, let's see how it goes. And we went for it. We did some more intensives together, and we started doing these in the Judean desert, in the spiritual community that he was leading then called Hamakom, and where hundreds and hundreds of people would come. So we were in a very isolated place, but yet a lot of people would come to this to get nourishment because it was absolutely like a magical, magical place. So we started doing these workshops, and like every workshop leader, you make mistakes. You learn, you get better.
Sure.
You know, you grow, and we all sure. grow in our teachings. But still, it's funny because some of the same students that started with us in that very first workshop are still with us and have grown, and now we're really part of our, some of them are part of our teaching staff, and yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, and you know, the thing about being a workshop leader and making mistakes, the people who are with you usually don't know. They don't notice because they don't know what you know. Or they don't know what you, when you go, oh.
Yeah.
They don't know. You know, they're there and they're trusting. And sometimes they do know. And if workshop leaders stop growing, they should stop leading. That's the way I feel. So luckily we grow each time. Like I grew when I was with you.
Exactly.
So much, you know. And I went, oh, I love this.
So. And I think we're humble in saying we don't know everything, and we're really transparent in learning through and teaching through our learning and our mistakes, and really having our life as a pretty much open book in a teaching vessel for growth.
It's so great. So, okay, so you were in Israel somewhere and somebody said something about screening a film, this film about Baba Dez.
Yeah. Yep. So,
and that's how you got involved with ISTA.
Exactly. So fast forward a few years, and we had already started, you know, our teaching was becoming more prominent, and lots of articles were being written. Israel's a small country, so truthfully, it's not so difficult to become famous there, you know. But we started becoming more known, and we were teaching with the Spirit Film Festival. This man, Harsita, does these wonderful, wonderful spirit film festivals, bringing lots of different world traditions from all over. And so they sent us a film, Sex Magic, in the mail, and we watched it, and I was like, wow, this guy is awesome. He's honest, he's truthful, he's crying on camera. You know, he's talking about polyamory, which was really juicy, and he's going into the bedroom, going into healing sessions. And, you know, we didn't know him, but we felt touched, and we felt he had something to offer. So we spoke on it, and 600 people came. It was packed, sold out. And then
600 people. Wow.
Yeah, they loved it. People loved it. Some people hated it. Some people criticized it. But we you know, it's you can't have that not happen. And fast forward about 6 months later, we ended up in the temple in Sedona where the film was all taking place.
Yes.
In one of the main healing bedrooms, staying there, hosted like queens and kings for 11 days during one of the Sedona conferences, and met all the folks, all the people, and just felt, this is our tribe. Wow. We didn't know. And a beautiful healer teacher Kenneth Ray Stubbs had actually recommended that we them, and that's how we ended up being there.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Kenneth Ray Stubbs has been on my show. Kamala's been on my show. Lawrence has been on my show. Dez has been on my show. All of them have been on my show. I guess they're my tribe.
Yes.
I guess you're my tribe, too.
Uh-huh.
So now you're back in the States. And now you picked up again, and you don't know where you're going to land yet.
I don't. Right now, I'm looking out at the stock exchange across the street from me. Tons of skyscrapers. And it's so not Israel anymore. That's what I have to say.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. And you're in the unknown too. Like you don't really know where you're going to settle if you're going to settle. So you're like Bedouins. Both of you are like Bedouins.
Bedouins and gypsies. And luckily, you know, the angels, I've been falling back into the arms of so many dear, sweet friends. And so for now, I'm just really resting in the kindness of my dear friends and starting to do teachings here. And it feels like something's pulsating and juicing up and it feels right.
That's right. Beautiful. Well, we're going to take another break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you're up to next. We'll talk a little bit about the ISTA trainings, what you're offering, and then anything else that you might be offering. And I mentioned Zeig Forum before a little bit, so we'll give a couple of sentences to the Zeig Forum.
Great.
Yeah, and we'll let people know what you're doing, because a couple of things are coming up really soon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I think you can tell by now, if you've been listening to my show for a long time, I'm definitely happier and sexier. There's no question that all of this is keeping me juicy. And so I'm hoping that my listeners are getting juicier and juicier as time goes on. I'm interviewing Dawn Cherie. She's a very juicy woman, and she's offering hers to you. So we'll be right back with her, and she'll tell you what she's coming up upon, and you'll have a chance to participate.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 10th to 17th, 2015. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica. We're back with Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm your host. This show that just comes out of me all the time. I give birth to this show every week. And I'm interviewing Dawn Cherie, and she's in New York right now. in the center of the New York Stock Exchange. She's getting ready to, she's creating things. She's a creative and she's getting ready to create. And she's also getting ready to deliver. So Dawn, what's the focus of your work now?
Well, two things. One is ISTA. ISTA is International School of Temple Arts, which has come into my life in such a miraculous way. If anyone looks at my Facebook page, it's really like full of ISTA events that are happening everywhere. And it's a series of trainings that I've been doing for the last few years now after bringing them to Israel. In, I'd say 3.5 years ago, we did our first training with about 20 some people. And the last one we had 48 people in the training for level one, and it was full. And it's a training, this spiritual, sexual, shamanic training is a training that is shifting people's lives in such an incredible way. And I'm seeing it, that it's shifting people's lives and they're becoming juicier and sexier.
Yay.
We love that. And more alive and manifesting and more abundant and more prosperous and simply more connected to their emotions, to their sexuality without the shame around their sexuality and just becoming more alive. And I'm thrilled and amazed and honored that I'm getting to facilitate these trainings around the world. Right now we have Las Vegas in February coming up, and New Zealand after, and Israel teaching level two training of the initiation, which is another level of really solidifying the work into your life. Like the first one is clearing out all the old debris and becoming present to who you are and who you can be. And then the initiation, the second level, is really taking it up and stepping into your power in a way of being able to embody the teachings. And you can't go back from there. It's
good.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want anyone to go back from there. So that's great. That's coming up in Israel in April?
April, yeah.
Yeah, okay, right. Great. And I'm going to try to get you guys out here sometime for the two, for the level two, because mm-hmm. I'm doing the ones here with Crystal Dawn.
Beautiful, beautiful.
We definitely need some twos in the United States happening. So we're not sure yet where they're going to happen, but we definitely need some level twos. Mm-hmm. And then what else are you doing besides that? You're creating something?
Yeah, and then I'm working on a piece which is so in line also with the ritual aspect of level two and the mysteries of who we are, in the sense of diving into our depths. So what I'm working on now is a ritual theater piece. The journey to the depths of the underworld, and I'm just inundated in it, and I'm immersing myself in the stories. And so we're meeting with creative people, we're meeting with technical people who are creating visuals, who are creating wild costumes. We're making a storyboard, and it's a process. It's a physical labor. It's a birth process, and we're still gestating. We're still in the keeping the baby nice and warm, but each month she's growing. So
that's great.
Yeah. Oh, it's so juicy, because it felt the creative bug was niggling at me for a few years or for a good year, and I said, okay, this is time. And this is an old collaborator that I had worked with for in Body Temple, and so we're creating a piece now, and it's filling my days. I don't feel that there's any separation. So even though I'm back here doing creative work, it's the same thread. It's the same thread that we're weaving. And I really see that this is even going to evolve into doing workshops, doing ritual theater pieces, and engaging people in longer immersions, taking them out to places. You know, we're going to Greece with ISTA this summer, so perhaps taking people out and doing immersions.
Right.
it's really just starting to collate and starting to find its juicy veins that are merging. So I'm really going into this one right now.
Wonderful. Really wonderful. Thank you. Well, let's mention Zeig form for a second. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to speak about it that much, except I've loved the experience of it.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. Zeig is a community in Germany. Myself, I'm connected to Tamara, which is the community which has been around for a bit less time, but was started by some friends, Sabina Lichtenfeld, and is one who I'm very close to. And it's a community in Portugal that the great stage of the emotions of theater to share what's moving through us. So we create a circle and we have an opportunity for some minutes to go in, to share our emotions, to share what's coming with us. It's a beautiful community tool. I absolutely recommend it to any community out there that is struggling with deep issues. And it's a way of not identifying with the story, but bringing it to the center in a way so that we can get mirrors and we can get reflections. So we can see things that we don't perhaps see ourselves. And also in an entertaining way, because you know in community there's a lot of talk and a lot of meetings. So
yeah.
So to come and, you know, day after day, sometimes in communities in Tamara they have this forum, and it's really like an hour and a half dedicated to deep sharing, deep listening, and really coming to bring yourself to be seen and to know yourself.
I like it because it's a way of getting feedback and giving feedback without processing somebody.
Yep.
Like there's not a lot of conversation and there's not a lot of back and forth and this and that. It's really just a way of giving mirrors and the person takes it or they don't take it or they do whatever they do. And then we move and then we get time for everybody. Yep. So I liked it a lot.
Yep.
And I'm just about to go to the Hawaii ISTA Festival, the first Hawaii Tantra Festival sponsored by ISTA. And they're going to do an evening of that, I think, or a day of that or something. And I'm...
Kamala does that. Yeah, Kamala Devi.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to participate in that. I like it as a tool. It's great. So thank you and Ohad for introducing me to that.
Yeah.
It's great. So is there anything you want to... I want to tell people how to get in touch with you, but before we do that, is there any tip of any kind that you want to give listeners, whether they ever meet you or they ever meet me or not, like what can they have as a takeaway that they can focus on for today? Anything?
I feel that pleasure is a gateway to transformation. And whenever you go into your pleasure centers, whether it's by self-pleasuring or with a beloved, using the pleasure as a way of transformation and as a way of healing through that, not only yourself, but someone in your life. So use that gateway of pleasure to send it out as ripples of healing to family, to society, to whoever, but really be specific and give over your pleasure. Give over that to something greater, to something larger than who you are.
Wow, that is really awesome, awesome tip. You know, when people ask me what Tantra is, I say it's transformation through pleasure.
Oh.
So it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great tip. I second that emotion. I second that feeling. I second that tip. Third, fourth, fifth, everybody really. First of all, I always say this. If you weren't supposed to have pleasure, you would have been born in wood or metal. You were born in skin, and skin is the largest sensory organ, and so therefore, pleasure is your birthright. And what Dawn's saying is so true. Use your pleasure. Dedicate your pleasure to something bigger, to something bigger in the world and the planet. So good. Oh, you're such a kindred spirit. I love you, Dawn.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, it is time for us to go. So before we do that, let's find out how we get in touch with you. Like, if people want to find out what you're doing next, where to find you, whatever, what's the best way to get you?
Well, two ways right now until I launch my new site individually.
Okay.
Love, K-A-B-A, like Kabbalah. But with one B, L-O-V-E. So K-A-B-A-L-O-V-E, kabbalove.org.
Okay, good.
And the Easter site, schooloftemplearts.org as well. School of Temple Arts, that's one word.
.org. Okay, good. That's great. And almost everything these days on my Facebook pages and everywhere also is covered with Easter.
Yeah.
Links
it's
and everything.
.org, right, Lori? It's not .com. It's .org.
No, it's .org. It's yeah. schooloftemplearts.org.
99%.
Sure. Yeah, and you can find Dawn's profile there. You can find out what's coming up next. If you're in the Las Vegas area, you want to go there right away. You want to go to this website right away and find out how you can do the Level 1 Easter training.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Sex, S-S-S-E-X training. Spiritual, sexual, shamanic training, or any combination of those three S's. Mm-hmm. And you want to find out how to get into that training. Even if you have been trained by any of us before, we don't care whose tantric training, sacred sexual training, Dakka Dakini training, Kabbalah training, we don't care whose training you've been in mm-hmm. or what. This training puts together the talents of all of us, the greatest leaders and teachers and really movers and shakers in this area of the planet all came together to design this. And it keeps changing. Every time more of us lead it together and get to know each other, we grow and we change and we bring more to the field. So you're invited. So go on the ISTA site right away and look up Dawn and find out how you can get to the Vegas one if you're in that area or even if you're not. Mm-hmm. If February is a good month for you, get out of the cold, come to Vegas. Okay, my love, take care of yourself. Thank you so much for being my guest today. Yes, and everybody else, thank you. I'll be back with more programming next week and the week after and the week after and the week after and the week after. Not sure who will be here yet, but please tune back into Sex and Happiness.
Lori, thank you for all your amazing work that you're doing on this planet. You are an inspiration.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I have to keep myself in that pleasure. So this is it. So thank you. Namaste, everybody. Signing off for Sex and Happiness.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to know.